Matt Redman has written many beautiful worship songs. One of them begins, "When the music fades, all is stripped away and I simply come, longing just to bring something that's of worth, that will bless your heart. All has been stripped away. We thought we knew about that when churches had to close and worship was a sheet of paper that arrived through the post or by email. Then we got creative and started to produce YouTube services, simply at first, but getting more adventurous and involving more people. And they've brought the circuit closer together as we have worshipped with the same material, online or on paper. And then came the announcement that worship at churches could begin again. And we've taken our time, made sure that people felt ready, done the risk assessments, done the cleaning, spaced out the chairs, put up the notices, put out the hand sanitizer, and in some places, opened the doors. And then we realized that all had indeed been stripped away. We weren't supposed to socialise. What? Not talk to our friends on the way in? We weren't supposed to sing. No hymns, but we're Methodists and we want five. We weren't supposed to make loud responses and could only say the Lord's Prayer quietly to ourselves. We couldn't pass a plate or bag around to take up an offering during the service. At the end, we were supposed to leave quietly. No tea or coffee. No gathering outside for a chat. All is stripped away. All those normal things that help us to prepare for worship, that pave the way for us to come into the space of worship. All those things that help our hearts move towards God in the way we have come to know and love. Those things aren't there anymore. And instead there is quiet. A quiet space to pray before the service. A space to reflect and listen to music. But because we aren't singing, it's a listening and a taking in. An opportunity to open ourselves up to God because we're not rushing off to make the tea. Or make sure we ask someone to do something before they go. A time to internalise what we have experienced and for God to speak to us about it. It's different, certainly. Can we receive it as a gift? A new way to come close to God. A new way that we will come to love as we have loved the old ways. I've been reading Carla Groeschmiller's Psalms Redux, her poetic responses to the Psalms. Her Psalm 27 Redux begins, "You are my source, my way, my home." Where things keep changing, where we're not sure where we're headed, where we're having to learn to meet God in different ways, to know that he is the source of us, the way we take, and our home, means that we can find security in God at this time. We do not know what the future holds, and the latest regulations are likely to last for 6 months. A long swathe of time, considering we've already been doing this for 6 months. You'll remember 2020, we said to the school children when the schools closed. And it looks like we'll all never forget 2020 and 21. But in this place, where all is stripped away, can we allow God to find us and minister to us and be all that we need so that we might find our home, our being, our safety in him? And when we have found that, what will come out of it? What new songs will take root in us? What will God work deep within us, that we might more securely point the way for others too, to find their way home? May God bless us as we make this space for God and wait to be surprised by Him.